The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
You know when you get it. Good service, that is. And of course, you also know when you don't get it. But what's the secret of good service delivery? For those who work in the area, it is a topic of constant discussion, figuring out what is the essence of good service. Later this month, there's a big conference being held in Cork to discuss that very subject, service design. And they're hoping to have 400 people to attend. Niall Healy is Director of Corporate Services at Cork County Council. And Niall very kindly has come up to join us in studio. Morning, Niall.
Good morning, Conan, and thanks very much for having me.
No, happy we're delighted. Here. We're delighted to have people on. We're kind of out with our little nets trying to catch people out there.
So I was your capture.
Service design, it is massively important, but it is not the most sexy subject. Discuss.
You can make it that. We'll try and change all of that if we can. I suppose, yes, we're all service users at one stage or another during the course of our lives and every day of our lives. And we all know good customer service. And indeed, I suppose we can pick out the examples of where we've been left disappointed as well. But yeah, we are bringing a whole new concept to Ireland. It's called service design. The term is probably unfamiliar to many of your listeners. But really, it's not anything earth-shattering either. It's all about, I suppose, putting the customer and the service user at the heart of everything that you do.
And that is so important in business.
Business, public sector, private sector, whether you're a large corporate, multinational or an SME, you all have customers, and customer service is at the heart of all of that.
Your conference, what is it going to discuss, and why should anybody attend?
Yes, well, we have a conference arranged, and we've put a lot of work into this with our partners, Cork Institute of Technology.
And be a better shout out for your own Cork County Council, otherwise you won't be allowed to go back there.
Indeed, absolutely. Keep everybody happy. So yes, we have a conference arranged, and a lot of work has gone into putting the arrangements in place. The conference title is The International Service Design Experience.
You had to look that up. You should know this.
Well,
you're deeply involved in this.
The important thing is to, I suppose, understand what has been happening in this area in other jurisdictions. Service design and design thinking has really caught hold in continental Europe, in Scandinavia, United States, as far afield as China. And it's something that's quite new to Ireland. So we have designed a conference with three specific themes to it. The first one is designing for people. And that will, again, outline the international experience.
I hope you're having Michael O'Leary in to talk about that one.
Well, we might have some stories from Ryanair because, yes, they have been doing their own bit in terms of establishing their own in-house service design centre. And I think, yeah, we will hear something about that during the course of the full-day conference. We'll also be talking about transforming the future. That's quite an ambitious title. But we'll talk about the societal challenges that we face and how service design can play its part in terms of understanding those challenges and indeed in terms of meeting the needs as well. And the third piece then will be impact by design. And we'll hear from a range of high profile and influential speakers about how service design has changed how they do their business and delivered better outcomes for their service users.
Give me an example of good design.
There's many and varied. And, you know, some people, I suppose, think of online examples, and we can all think of good websites where we were particularly pleased with how user-friendly they were.
There's a very clever guy called Joe Nugent. Do you know Joe? Who,
I do indeed.
Yeah, Joe Nugent, who transformed the passports, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
and he's working on something else as well. I can't remember just now, but Joe Nugent is a clever clogs.
Absolutely,
and he thinks, how are people using this? Isn't that it?
That's exactly it. It's about understanding, I suppose, what the citizens' needs are. Now, they can't always necessarily be fully met, but it's about involving your citizens then throughout the developmental process. So right from the get-go in terms of understanding their needs, but then building and designing services co-creating them with your users so that then you can test them, you can experiment with the new service design, the new model, and, you know, capture as many inputs as you possibly can.
And what is Cork Institute of Technology's role within this conference? And are they going to try to specialise in
They're joint partners of ours. They're looking actually at developing a specific programme around service design. So this would be a special purpose award, a programme that would be available, that could be accessed by students on a part-time basis, and also working with the council in ensuring that work placements can be assigned to Cork County Council, so that the students that are participating in that course get the benefit of real, live, working examples of services. And in Cork County Council, we deliver over 600 services, so we're not short of options there.
And very briefly on those services, is there one that you can specify that actually was transformative, one something that you changed from A to B and just made a massive difference?
Yes, I think one that springs to mind is community grants. Cork County Council delivered a range of community grants. We thought we understood what the communities needed from us and what their interests would be. The reality is we didn't. So we forgot all that we understood about the process beforehand. We spoke to the communities and we have transformed how we structure our community grants processes.
It's amazing those who don't ask their customers of what their experience is. It is transformative, isn't it? It's so simple.
It is. It's a simple principle, and you have to do it on an ongoing basis throughout the life cycle of your service.
Dear John, dear Mary, are we doing it the way you would like?
Yeah.
Simple as. Maybe. Very briefly, Niall, where will anybody find you if they want to sign up for your conference?
So the first port of call would be servicedesignireland.com, servicedesignireland.com, or indeed if people keep an eye on the Cork County Council website, corkcoco.ie, or indeed on Twitter, Service Republic or Cork County Council.
The Independent Republic, isn't that it?
We've never missed an opportunity to get that point across.
Niall, thanks very much for coming up from Cork and joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
Thank you very much.